Blankenship was in charge during last year's deadly explosion at the Massey-owned Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia. That was the catalyst that drew nationwide attention to his company's poor safety record and to Blankenship, a cartoonish CEO who was known to intimidate mine inspectors and force miners to focus on production over safety. Blankenship left Massey 9 months after Upper Big Branch. Now he appears to be poised to start over in Kentucky. His generous exit package included a 2-year non-compete clause, but he isn't barred from being involved with a company that produces less than 5 million tons of coal annually. Mine safety attorney Tony Opegard says the poor economy in eastern Kentucky means Blankenship will be able to find coal miners willing to work for him, despite what Opegard calls Blankenship's dreadful safety record and reputation.
If Mr. Blankenship opened a mine next Monday, I would say he'd have a full crew by Tuesday morning.
If Blankenship does return to coal mining, Opegard isn't sure regulators will be able to ensure his new operation has a higher safety standard than Massey Mines did.
I think some MSHA officials are afraid of him. I think that was very evident at Upper Big Branch, that he intimidated people who were regulating that mine.
According to the Kentucky Energy and Environment Cabinet, neither Blankenship nor his new company have applied for a license or a mine permit in the state. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Erica Peterson.